The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello. This is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. Love you. Hello. Welcome back to Circle Time. How's everybody doing? Hope you're all doing great. Whenever you're listening to this, we have a guest on that we've had on before that is one of our favorites, mine and the Circlers. Would you like to say who you are?
Hey guys, it's Connor Wood. Fibs. Back in the stew.
Connor's back. Thank God.
Thank God for me too.
I am just so honored that you decided to come back. You can take a sip.
No, go ahead. Mm.
Did you just get into water bottles?
Obsessed, yeah. Yeah,
I feel like I've never seen this side of you.
I can't put this thing down.
No, I know. It's addicting.
Yeah.
Do you fill it up with ice?
No, I don't like cold water.
Really?
Which is kind of like...
Why do you even have one of those?
It's kind of pointless, yeah. I know.
Is it water in there?
It's water in there. No, it's vodka.
No, I just...
I'm drinking for two. Kelsey can't join me.
That's Cody's like favorite joke.
Drinking for two?
He says he's drinking for three.
Oh,
so
cute.
So sweet.
Drinking
it's
for,
awesome
I'm
for
drinking
me when
for
he
my unborn
for
child. Yeah.
I have a great time when he decides to do that.
Yeah.
So you don't put ice in there?
No.
Then why do you like it?
It's just like a large vehicle for my water and it fits in my cup holder.
Yeah.
And I did an ad for them.
Well, then that's the trifecta.
So the money helped.
Right. I mean, I have like the half galloner down there. That thing is the most inconvenient. I can't take it. Like, it's...
Can you pick it up?
Yeah.
If you're able to? Whoa. Talk about jugs. Jug city over there.
Yep. As if having two wasn't enough, I had to get another one.
Oh, mic drop.
Jug joke. I'm obsessed with this thing though.
We have an ad on Broken Eyes podcast.
Yeah.
For, I think, Green Planet dryer, not dryer wipes, laundry detergent wipes.
I use those.
Yeah.
I also promote them.
Oh, cool. Is it Green Planet? Is
mine might be different, but I use a sheet for the washer.
A detergent sheet. Sheet, yeah.
Yeah.
I love them now too, but Earth Breeze, that's what it is.
Okay.
We do too.
Okay.
That's what it is. I knew it was like Planet something.
Yeah. Planet Earth. Breeze, wind.
Facts. And their whole thing in the ad read is like, get rid of those heavy jugs. And I'm like, and I'm always like, Brooke, you know, one thing I hate is when my mom had me carry around her heavy jugs. So my mom always, like her jugs were too heavy to carry around the grocery store. So I always was on jug duty. And like, we can't even get through it because Brooke's like, Connor, I also hate having heavy jugs. So get rid of those heavy jugs and switch to Earth Breeze.
I can't. I'm crying.
Because they do. They are heavy jugs full of detergent.
It's true.
And you don't need those. And it's a lot of waste, too.
It's true.
And these sheets are the same size as dryer sheets. You put them there, you end up having so much storage for other stuff, other jugs.
Listen,
I
couldn't agree more. Either or any of mine.
Yeah.
But I couldn't agree more. I'm so happy you feel so passionately about it as I do because
jug conservation. My jug conservation efforts are through the roof in my household.
You don't
actually
even have
anti-jug.
Any. Yeah, I was gonna say you don't have any jugs unless a lady comes over.
We are a jug free household,
okay.
Kels. We're going jug free this year.
Yeah, and Jer.
Walk me through that.
Instead of dare. like the drug. What does dare stand for? Drug.
Dare to be drug free.
Drugs are really icky. What does dare stand for?
Drug abuse resistance education.
Okay. Well, mine is drug abuse resistance education.
Okay.
That was what that JARE works. Was.
JARE. JARE to be drug free in the new year.
I am so sorry, Circlers. Every single time Connor comes on, it's just me giggling.
Go.
And not a single thing is getting taken care of.
We knew coming into this too, because Kelsey was like, I was late for my last one.
Yep.
Well, she texted me every time I text Kelsey too, I'm sitting on my phone staring at her messages going, okay, how do I apologize for what I'm about to say next? I rescheduled our first one.
Which broke my heart, but it's okay.
And then for this one, I was already running late. And I'll tell you why in a second. Just because I have no time management is like the answer at the end of the day.
Story of my life.
But I'm texting her about to apologize. Message pops up in our messages, which is just kismet. And it said, hey, no worries if you're late. And I was like, I was apologizing as you sent me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I read your mind.
But she was
but
late.
But I was late.
And then it worked out.
Exactly.
Now, that being said, like, I love you to goddamn death. And you know that.
And I love you as well.
The parking situation in this structure is going to ruin our relationship.
No, it's not. It's going to unlock things that we didn't even know we had to deal with as friends. And I think it's going to make us stronger.
I don't know where my car is. I'm going to have to Uber home.
You don't know which one you parked in?
No, I'll never find my car here.
No, I'll help you.
I took pictures of, when I stepped out of my car, I took pictures where it was to the right and to the left. Okay. And I'm just going to match those up.
That's a good idea. I know it's confusing to get here.
When I park in any parking structure, I need to leave crumbs like Hansel and Gretel.
I take pictures constantly.
Or a long string like the maze with the martyr. Or not the martyr. That bull man with the horns.
What are you talking
about? It's a mythical creature. It's a mythical beast. But in the story, in the mythology, the person going into the maze, I think, had to leave a long string so they could pull them. Let's not even go
into. I didn't know you were into mythology.
Yeah, we had to take mythology as like our history class, which like I would have probably benefited more from learning history of real things.
For sure.
In high school. Yeah, we did know like Aphrodite's LinkedIn resume. What did Aphrodite do before she bought the Minotaur?
Oh, that's what it is.
Minotaur, not...
Oh, that's so interesting. Did you go to like a private school?
Public, no. So public. Okay. Yeah.
I had to learn like a lot about religion, like Catholicism.
Really?
Because I went to like a private Catholic school. So like I could tell you like anything about the Bible. I mean, I actually maybe couldn't.
Yeah. I don't have that many.
At this point. Yeah, I don't know how many Bible questions you have kind of just like laying around or.
What's so nice, I don't have any off the top of my head. One might pop up.
Okay.
We actually do randomly talk a lot, Brooke and I, about religion on our podcast. Stuff comes up.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was raised Christian. She's Jewish.
Right.
So there's like a lot of like compare and contrast situations.
Right. There's a lot to chat about.
There's much to chat about.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, I have a joke actually in my stand-up.
Okay.
That I just rely on people not having any knowledge of the Bible because it lands really well.
Okay, like, do you want to test it out on us?
Yeah, I just talk about how in the past year I went to 13 weddings. Your guys' was actually one of the weddings.
Okay.
And, or 12 weddings in a year, which is like far too many weddings.
It's a lot. Popular.
No one should have that many close friends. Because it's just a lot of traveling for what? Like, I didn't do any traveling besides weddings this year.
Right.
And
people like having you around.
It was, it's not my best self at the weddings.
I think it's a good version. It's a fun version.
And it's a little too fun, which will be addressed, I'm sure, in rehab. But the last person to have 12 friends, the joke is Jesus.
Right.
He was killed for it. So.
It
lands better.
That got me.
You know, and then I was like, I hope it was 12 disciples, which it I think was, it ends it up is. Being. Yeah. So 12 friends.
Yeah.
The chances are they're going to turn on you.
One will. Judas.
Judas.
It won't be me, though.
Thank you.
You know what I just have, speaking of Judas, gotten so into is watching people do Lady Gaga's dance to Judas on TikTok.
I must have not seen it yet on my FYP.
I mean, I highly recommend to anyone out there who hasn't looked it up to go look it up. It's like an iconic dance that Lady Gaga performs with the song, but now I'm watching other people do it and I'm just absolutely eating it up. No, it's just people doing a dance.
Okay.
It's funny, like, how good it is.
Oh, they're good at it. Yeah. Oh, I need to do a deep dive.
I love, do you like watching people like actually dance?
Mm-hmm.
Like I love watching dancing videos.
I love when there's like a good song that's like trending and people are doing the thing. And then you watch it long enough to where like you listen to the song and you're kind of like doing the thing. And then
totally.
I remember right when TikTok came out, I had to make a decision. You know, when I was kind of doing it, I'm like, should I be serious and
dance?
And do some, because they're fun to do if you
they're
like learn
so
them.
So fun.
Yeah. I remember there was one when DaBaby was like every single. Do you remember DaBaby?
Yeah, I mean
DaBaby.
Didn't he get canceled?
Not DaBaby.
This guy?
DaBaby.
Yeah.
He got canceled, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I kind of like I remember
like he has that one that's like my wrist so cold I think I'm done with
that. Oh, I didn't know that was him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there was just that was like really almost like adult nursery rhymes.
Oh,
it's
for
like,
sure.
Everything you do.
Everything he says, you're doing
burr,
like right.
Yeah. Like it was like all.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to make one?
I have. Like old TikToks of mine, I do
kind
of joke about. No, I didn't create any dances, but I did like some OG dances.
Which
and
ones?
And then I would cut.
I did the Renegade. That my first TikTok ever was me doing
no
the Renegade.
No way. Oh, we did a dance together in your old house.
Did we?
Yeah.
What dance?
You taught me the...
Oh, the Beyonce one.
The Beyonce one.
Yeah, and you ate that banana.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, stuff like that where I'm like, oh, this is like so random. People are going to eat this up because it's so random.
I didn't know you were into random humor.
I'm pretty random.
It's kind of crazy of you.
But can't take me anywhere.
It was random when you ate that banana.
Yeah, super random.
And it gets me every time.
And then we like turned on... I actually clenched my butt and turned on your gas stove. With my cheeks. You actually watch us panic because the gas stove turned on.
Yes, if you want to go deep down into Connor's TikTok, you'll find us dancing. I mean, I was so skinny. I think I was peaking then. We were going out.
Oh, yeah, we were going out.
And I don't even, I think Cody and I might have already gotten married or it was right before.
It was
before we got married.
Because there was an era where it was kind of like a copy and pasted weekend every single weekend.
Yeah. But it was around the wedding. Like the wedding was coming up, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was
and
in
Connor
fall.
And I.
It was probably a year ago.
Yeah. And Connor and I did the Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
What's that song called?
I feel you like know? Fun in love.
I'm in the mood to fuck something up.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was really.
Hit this note.
We hit every single note just now. But Connor and I did dance. Connor then proceeds to like eat a banana skin on and then proceeds to turn the gas stove on. And then we kind of freak out.
That was the whole TikTok.
And that's the whole TikTok. But you can go watch it for yourself because he does grasp the gas in between his little cheeks and turn it right on.
Yeah.
I'm out of breath from trying to explain that.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was
a good time.
Lot.
Yeah.
This year, a goal of mine is to really prioritize my own mental health and make sure that I am mentally strong and healthy. As you know, I am a mother now, and I just want to learn how to better cope with stress and the chaos of life and all of that, because I feel like if that is strong, then I can be a stronger mom. You know what I mean? And I am so lucky to have found Cerebral, the perfect place for me and anyone who has set a goal to focus on their mental health this year. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free zone. So you get an expert clinician working alongside of you to craft a treatment plan that's tailored to your individual goals. So it's really, you know, for you, whether you're looking for therapy, medication management, or both, Cerebral has you covered. Cerebral also takes the worry away from finding the right provider and scheduling appointments. They bring it all to you wherever you need it. So if you want to get started on your path towards better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, medication, or both. Get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code CircleTime. That's Cerebral, CEREBRAL.com/podcast and use code CIRCLETIME to get 15% off your first month. Make 2024 your best year yet. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details. All right. I don't know if any of my girlies out there can relate, but I really used to have just like the worst PMS. Okay. And I would have such a rough week before my period. First, I didn't really realize what it was. Then I realized it was PMS. And just every month, there would be a few days where I really didn't feel like myself. I would be irritable and not as pleasant as I normally am, you know? And I would have random food cravings and it was just kind of a mess. And then I found Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, which is a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And I'm all about making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS like I did. I tried a lot of supplements to help lessen my PMS symptoms and none were working. And I think what sets Estro Control apart is that the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS symptoms. It's interesting, isn't it? Truly, I cannot recommend Estro Control enough. If you struggle with PMS, it has taken a worry off my plate and helped me to feel myself all month long. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CIRCLETIME at checkout. And it's amazing. Get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CIRCLETIME at checkout.
Here's something for you.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. Because we've also talked about this on our podcast. And I wanted to come in here today and like not talk about your pregnancy because I figure you're probably sick and tired. I bet every conversation you're having right now is like, oh, yeah.
Well, to be honest, it is the main thing going on in my life.
Right.
So it is the thing I know most about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay to talk about it.
Okay, cool.
What do you want to talk about?
Placenta.
Okay.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen there? What's going to happen with your placenta? What's your plan moving forward with the placenta? Do you have one?
I don't have much of a placenta plan going on. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of just going to get it out and bid it adieu.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I'm not planning on like capsuling it or anything.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it a capsule thing? Is it like a plate lunch situation?
Are you wondering if I'm going to eat it?
Yeah, are you going to eat your placenta?
No.
No?
I'm not planning on it.
Yeah, it's gnarly. We looked it up. We looked up what a placenta looks like. I, for some reason, thought it was like a little kidney bean. Like a little, toss it back with a sip of water.
Yeah. Well, it could be if you capsule it.
It's not. That thing is like a.
It's big, right?
It's like a meatloaf sized beast.
Yeah. I don't, to be honest, like don't want to think too much about it because I am.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
I have to like deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ran after the baby. I have to deliver my placenta. You brought it up.
How are you feeling? You gonna? Is anyone else throwing up?
I'm so
terrified. I don't
terrified.
Know why that hit me.
No. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Do you have the ick from me?
No, not at all. You don't have to deliver it, right?
No, it's keeping him alive.
Right.
And I love it. I never want to talk bad about it.
Mm,
but
no.
It's going to just exit the body and then stay out.
Yeah. See ya.
I don't think I'll be ingesting it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything, any actual proven benefits from it. I think it's just kind of like.
I think there might be I think some people have good reason.
Yeah. I'm sure I support any
support
decision.
I support it, obviously. Me too.
Should we boycott the placenta eaters?
No. No.
I think, sorry, that could get, I don't know. Whatever. Anyone
we could take out the boycotting.
Yeah.
We could take out the shaming of eating the placenta.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think anything anyone wants to do with their placenta,
they should do.
Go off.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just for me personally, I don't think I'll be ingesting
yeah.
it. But maybe the second one.
Cool. Save me a bite.
I would love to. I wouldn't ever eat it. I would capsule it perhaps.
I just feel like I guess you can capsule any sort of protein, like protein
right.
mixes, like, and I think
mean,
it's like the proteins, that's what you want from the placenta, right?
I don't know
enough either.
About it, so I don't want to talk about it because.
This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like projecting what I read about. There's no benefit for a guy to eat a placenta. That's what I was thinking.
And you are so right.
Yeah.
I think.
No, it's true, because there's actually, Brooke and I talk way too much about this stuff, but like, there's no benefits of me drinking my own pee.
Right.
Like Bear Grylls is always, he's obsessed with drinking his pee.
Yeah.
There's actually, besides, I guess, like hydrating.
And maybe like flavor.
And maybe if you're into the flavor of your own pee, to each their own. DSDF is what we're always saying. Different strokes for different folks.
It's true. Some people are into that.
Are into that.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't knock it till you try it, I guess.
It's true.
I haven't tried it, but.
Me either.
There is benefits of me drinking someone else's pee potentially, because when I pee, mm-hmm. when I expel that from my body, that's what my body is that's waste for me.
Right.
So it's like stuff that I couldn't use in my own body, but
right.
yours.
Yes. Might have something might that you have could something benefit that I from. Could,
right.
Okay. You're like Bill Nye.
But well, because of our podcast, we're so dumb when we go into topics that like we actually learn stuff by proxy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. But your placenta I would not benefit from.
No,
at all.
And I wouldn't share it with you, to be honest.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. Shouldn't say that. My stomach just growled for some reason.
Are you hungry?
I am hungry.
Wait, I actually want to tell you about my new favorite snack.
Oh, hit me.
This is like so not sponsored at all.
Okay.
I just discovered this on the way here and was like, I have to
tell
Connor
about
this. On the
way here, you found
a
new snack?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I stopped because I can't not eat now. Like I have to eat. I used to like, I could just go all day and then finally eat eventually.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I have to, it's not just for me anymore.
You need to be nourishing your body, right?
Right. So I had to stop and I got a smoothie, which obviously there was a chunk in it. And so I get one chunk and then it's just game over. Can't enjoy the rest of the smoothie. But I got a protein bar and I got these little motherfuckers. Hang on.
That's like the healthiest food I've ever heard from like a normal not pregnant person. If I was you, I'd be eating nachos while I'm driving. I would be eating so much gross shit.
Well, I eat, so I do dabble in a lot of not healthy stuff. And so when I'm
you're like, eating like Hailey Bieber right
well,
now.
Yeah. No, I just was like today. That was just today.
Okay.
But like, you know, it depends on the day. But I do like to have something healthy.
Right. Feels good.
And I have to have a lot of protein.
Yeah.
So it's like I need to like get that in somewhere. Mm. But they had these. Okay. They're called Asha Pops.
Asha
I'm
Pops.
I'm obsessed.
Really? Oh, I'm excited.
Absolutely love it. I'm stopping on the way home, getting like 8 more bags.
It's blowing my mind that you, in I mean, I don't get the pregnancy thing, but like you're going to try a new.
Sorry. In what way? Don't you get it?
Okay. Like being pregnant, my mom always said she craved eating dirt, which is
crazy. Some people crave eating not food.
Yeah. But like you're going to go out on a limb and be like, I'm craving popped water lily seeds.
It's like, this is just a new thing. I've like made my rounds.
Yeah. Oh, so now it's
now
branching
I'm just,
out.
Okay. Now I'm branching out. But they're so good. And I want you to try one.
Oh, yeah, I'll try one.
Here.
Thank you.
Do you like rosemary?
Oh, yeah, I do. I like smelling it. And I like eating it too. I had to think about what I eat it on.
Try one.
Okay.
They're weird.
Let me get it away from the mic so I don't.
I love them.
There's so much flavor in just one seed.
There's so much flavor in one water lily seed.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these just have changed my life in the last like hour. So I like would feel like a bad friend if I didn't tell you about them.
Kelsey, those would be good on a salad.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Like a crouton?
Like a crouton in lieu of a crouton.
I love croutons.
Me too. I eat croutons like chips.
I know. You know what I do? Take just croutons and dressing, put it in a bowl and just with a fork.
Like lunch cereal.
Lunch cereal.
Wow.
It's so true.
Verbal trademark.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Yeah. But it's like the best snack.
That's awesome. I'm being serious.
And I haven't, that was like pre-pregnancy. That wasn't like a pregnant thing.
I'm doing that today when I get home.
I might do it when I get home too.
Oh my gosh, my stomach.
Have you not eaten anything today?
No, I had a bagel this morning really early.
Okay. Where'd you get your bagel from?
Noah's Bagels in Manhattan Beach.
Ooh. That Noah's is the best.
It is the best.
I mean, it's the best for us. Like,
LA doesn't have any good bagels.
Right.
It is the best bagel that I've found.
Yeah, Sam's Bagels is good.
Sam's? Where is that?
Santa Monica.
Okay, I'll make my way over there. I love Noah's Bagels in Manhattan Beach specifically because it is, you better bring your elbows here because the elderly are there before, they must camp out overnight. They're there every single day before it opens. You will not get a table there. You'd have to fight.
You wait in line for it to open?
I have not, but the senior citizens must get first pick.
There's nothing I love more, actually, truly, than going to like a bagel place or like a coffee shop and just seeing a table of like old guys just sitting chatting.
No.
Yeah.
There is no one in the world that deserves a podcast more than those three old men sitting outside of that cafe.
Right.
What are they talking about?
What do they talk about?
I want to be a fly on their forehead.
Me too. But at the same time, could be pretty like controversial, right, whatever they're saying. Like, you know, it's going to be offensive.
I didn't think about that.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't. What's to lose? Cancel me.
Yeah. See if I care.
Cancel me. I'll be dead before you. Before I find out I'm canceled.
Before they post it in the newspaper.
Yeah. They cancel them in the obituary.
I meant more because like they don't have like iPhones. Well, they probably do. Why are we talking about them like that?
These people don't exist really, like outside of this conversation.
Actually,
we're talking
super fictional.
Well, I have seen these people you're talking about, but several times.
Right.
They're like entities.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Love them to death.
Now I'm scared I'm going to get canceled because of canceling the old men.
These are hypothetical old men.
They're not even real.
Here's the thing. It's almost like a Schrodinger's cat situation because like these old men do not exist. But when we go to the coffee shop later, they're there.
That's true.
But until we go there, they don't exist.
How long do you think they sit out there?
They've got nowhere to be.
We don't know that.
Oh my God, yeah, they might have somewhere to be.
What if they have somewhere to be? What if they have grandkids?
They bring up like a lot of
I feel like they're there, points. I'm going to say 2.5 hours.
I think I'm going to go up to 3 because that's a good amount of time. They're getting there at 6:30, like
right.
9:30 when most of us are beginning our day.
Right, they're finishing up.
They're finishing up.
And do you think they have multiple breakfasts?
I think they nap for-
Cream of wheat.
What is that?
Cream of wheat.
Thank God you brought that up. What is that?
Cream of wheat is like oatmeal- But wheat.
That's one of those foods. Where
I
it's
have
like,
actually no clue. I don't know what cream of wheat is.
How the hell did they make wheat? Wheat, which is a grass, right? You're gonna cream my wheat?
It's like oatmeal. It's like kind of like creamed oats almost.
Oh my God.
Right?
How did my oats get all creamy?
Exactly.
They just soak them in water
they
probably.
They soak them.
That's really cool that we got there.
I would love to try cream of wheat actually. Have you ever tried it?
Mm-mm. No, doesn't really interest me.
But it doesn't really interest me either, but my dad says it's good. Since I've been a kid, he's like absolutely loved cream of wheat. He's a good guy.
I love your parents.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with your parents.
Me too. And they love you too. I actually FaceTimed them last night and I said, Connor's coming on the podcast tomorrow. And they were both so pleased. And you were also at dinner with Cody when I was talking to
them. Oh, no way.
So it was like kind of just like the double whammy of Con.
Yeah. If I'm a little slower today, just so everybody knows, I did our podcast.
He did his own podcast.
Drove home, took the dog out, came back, did Cody's podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then dinner with Cody, which was just a dream of mine.
Was it?
Yeah, it was funny because Quinn92, Mike, he had planned this supper for us to meet one of his buddies, and then he got sick.
Oh, he wasn't there.
So he didn't come. So it was me and Cody.
Oh my God.
Who had just podcasted together, which by the way, I had a meeting right after our podcast that I had to take in my car.
After your podcast with Brooke?
After my podcast with Cody.
Okay. Sorry, you're saying our, and I don't know which
Cody
hour.
And my, sorry, Cody and my podcast. And we had to leave immediately. And so I was 20 minutes late. So Cody got there and it was just him and that guy.
Him
and a man he's never met.
Wow.
But it was awesome. It was a good dinner.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So you were late for dinner.
I was 20 minutes late for dinner. They had already ordered.
Oh my God. He won't wait.
Cody did not wait. In fact, he ordered a round of duck hearts for the table.
He told me about that.
Yeah. They were
good.
That's
insane of him.
I was a little taken aback because when you arrive somewhere, your stomach's growling and you see a plate of duck hearts, you're not like, ooh, like.
Right. Yummy.
Yeah. What do they look
like? Like what shape?
Like oval. Okay. But they're all kind of different shapes. They're all very unique. These duck hearts.
Kind of making me
want
to cry.
Yeah, we can move on. I know. It was a cool dinner though. It was very interesting little foods, so much so that it was like, oh, let me take
a little nibble.
I'll just have one Shishito pepper. Ooh,
right,
now
yeah.
I'm,
did you
I
eat
left
after?
There and I went to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I had to act so normal, but I had one beer on this like empty stomach.
Right.
And then I like had my duck heart.
Right, obviously.
And then
half of
a uni crispy rice.
Mm.
So that was that big.
Right. And I heard you guys had a good dessert.
The dessert was phenomenal.
Yeah, Cody said it was the best part.
Cody.
What?
Cody made himself known on that dessert.
What the fuck does that mean?
So they brought over a bowl
with
3 scoops of caramel ice cream, 3 spoons that 3 men at this table were sharing.
Can't breathe.
two married men and a boy, my gay dads. Okay. And we all took, I was like, I'm just going to take one bite so I don't like, you know, I don't want to like put my spoon back in. Cody turned the bowl, finished up mine. You finished the bowl.
He loves dessert.
He loves dessert.
And then, I know, I'm laughing so hard because the amount of times that I have lived this situation, like he loves dessert. Oh. And he loves when something's good. And then I love it so much.
It was a great meal and dessert.
Right.
And
he enjoyed it.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
was he like, oh my God. Was he like,
it was funny.
Like expressive about it.
So like, he was like, he had the spoon and he goes,
yeah. Did some pointing.
Ice cream. And
yeah.
I didn't know what he was doing. And then Corey, who we were with, was like, it's really good, right? It's really good. And he's like, it's really good. It's really good. And he turned the bowl, finished up my scoop.
Yeah. Yeah. You know when he likes something.
Yeah. And I appreciate that because you want to be like, it's like the thing you do is like, oh, like, I don't want to act like I like it too much because I don't want to seem hungry at the like small bites thing, but like I'm starving.
Right.
There is nothing on earth that makes me feel more primitive,
mm-hmm.
more primal.
Yeah.
Than shared plates.
Okay. would you ever like eat the last bite?
No. I mean, like I want to.
You right. Know? It's but like, would you?
No.
If someone's like, no, you.
Cody had one wing left last night and I was like, I can't.
But you wanted it.
I wanted it bad.
And he offered it.
Yeah. Corey ate it.
Oh, yeah. See.
Corey got to the wing before I did.
It's tough.
It is. But it's. I don't like the fact that it seems like I was born in the woods anytime there's shared plates. Like, okay. I'm like, don't fucking touch that.
Right.
Crack, that last That's crack true. Of that cheese. Yeah, yeah. That's why I can't be around a charcuterie board.
Because it's just too much.
I'm like, is that four grapes and a pretzel? Like, back. I'm like, I'm eyeing
Get away.
That. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I want the, and there's only so many pieces of sliced salami.
Right, right,
and like,
right.
That's the protein of this dish.
Right.
So I always have to eat first before I go to like a small shared plate meal.
What if you don't know after? It's going to be a shared plate meal? Like that was last night, I'm assuming. That's
My
why you
blood?
Had to leave.
I mean, last night was fine because I was like, I know I'm just going to eat.
Eat after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel competitive for some reason.
Really?
It's almost like, yeah.
Are you competitive?
A little bit.
I feel like you're like, I don't think I've ever seen that side of you. Have we ever like played a game?
Why? No, Kelsey, we
why
haven't.
Why would we have ever played a game? I guess we could have.
But why would we?
Why haven't
That's
we?
Like a really sad.
It kind of is. We could have so much fun. I'm like the least competitive person ever. Oh. And I find it quite disturbing actually when people like get really into something.
Yeah, I don't like it about me.
So I usually kind of stray away.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, you're someone that would leave in the middle of a game that we have going?
I wouldn't start it.
You wouldn't be on my team then?
No, I'm the kind of person where it's like, let's play a game. And I'm like, I'll just be like, I'll watch. I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
It depends on the game. If it's like a trivia, like if it's like a pop culture trivia game.
That's fun.
I'm like, absolutely. There's only a right or wrong.
Yeah.
If it's like me having to do some sort of activity that I could mess up for the people who really care behind me.
Okay. Not worth the
stress. No, because
I'm
like, they're apparently this is the most important thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
And I don't care enough. And so I'm not going to give them what they need from me. So I'm going to just remove myself.
Okay.
And save this relationship.
So you wouldn't play like a heads up type thing where it's, you know.
Oh, I love heads up.
I love that one. That one I get competitive because I'm like, really? You didn't get. But that one is also so like subjective to how you describe things and your knowledge.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me.
Pictionary then.
I've never played.
Pictionary is where like the same sort of thing, but there's levels where it's like first you draw something and you're guessing, but you can't speak, but your team is guessing.
Right, right, right.
Second one, you act it out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It's like they don't code names, for example.
What's code names?
Code names is like when you you've never played code names?
I've never even heard of code names.
It's fun, but it gets really intense. Like they have like words and then you have words that you know are yours, but nobody else knows they're yours, but you're trying to get the people on your team to guess those words.
Do you put it in like a fishbowl?
No.
Guess that game is called fishbowl.
Salad bowl.
Salad bowl, where you put the words in?
Yeah, I like that one. But Codenames is just like too intense. And then like, I also think maybe I actually am more competitive than I realize. And so then I get pissed off when someone's like doing something they shouldn't do.
That's competitive.
And then
that's a competitive
nature.
Yeah, but
I really don't like that side of me.
Okay.
Like it really makes me upset.
No, that's why I stopped playing putt-putt because I also don't like that side of me.
Like mini golf?
Yeah. Like when I start messing up, I'm like, so mad that it ruins my time and like I'm not having fun anymore. And then right. I quit and I don't like quitting.
Right.
So I just rather not start. So I guess, right. Me and you are one and the same.
Yeah. Maybe we are. Well, that's why we get along. So
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
It's not maybe we are. We
on
are.
God. On God.
On God. On God.
Facts on God.
Facts on God. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as you know, I just had a child. I had my baby boy, Otis, and he is 2 months old now, which is just crazy. And it's amazing. But there are really so many things to think about while being pregnant, you know, and now being a mom. And something that is really, really important and that you have to focus on during your pregnancy and now my postpartum is nutrition. Pregnancy and postpartum are some of the most nutritionally demanding times in a woman's life. And as a mom, the health of your baby is directly influenced by your nutrient status. So I really wanted to make sure I found the perfect supplement for me because there are so many supplements out there. It's really hard to know what the best option is. And after doing a lot of research and talking to my friends, everyone's favorite was Needed. Most prenatal vitamins include bare minimum nutrition based on outdated guidance and stale research. Needed offers radically better nutrition products, education, and advocacy rooted in clinical research and practitioner validation. Needed is recommended and used by more than 4,000 women's health experts, from nutritionists to midwives, functional medicine doctors, and OBGYNs. Something that I personally was very happy to hear is that they go above and beyond with their third-party tests, so they test every batch to ensure the safest product. Needed offers premium supplements for every stage, from egg quality support for women trying to conceive to a lactation support plan for breastfeeding moms to stress and sleep support that supports all women, including those in menopause. So head over to thisisneeded.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off your first order. That's THISISNEEDED.com and use code CIRCLETIME for 20% off your first order. All right, I want to encourage any of my circlers out there, if you have a desire to start a brand or sell a product or post content or whatever your dream is that you're holding on to, I want you to just go for it, because I know, speaking from personal experience, my life completely changed for the better when I put myself out there online. I mean, I could not have even dreamed up my life turning out the way it has. And you just really never know where putting yourself out there will take you in life. And it seems scary, but it's so worth it. And we are well into 2024. And I just know the circlers are all doing great things out there. And if you are ready to step out of your comfort zone, but still feel a little stuck or like you need a helping hand, I have the perfect solution. And I have been there before. And I know it's scary, but today's podcast is sponsored by a service I love that was so helpful when I was starting out, which is Squarespace. They are very beginner friendly and easy to use. Whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. They make it easy for you if you're just starting out, with features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can just customize and update. I remember that is something that I like could not wrap my head around, how to even like make a website, and they just make it so easy. And now my personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. The video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all my content in one place. So it's just organized and simple. And custom merch allows me to easily sell my merch to my beautiful audience. They just make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor that you're starting. So try it out. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Is there a fog rolling in? Because that's facts on God.
Oh my God, I was so confused.
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, I did it on our podcast. So
on ours? On our podcast?
Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
You know how often Cody and I have conversations like this where he's like, oh, we're recording blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, me and you are recording? Because I don't think we are.
Oh, that's got to be hard, because
it's got to be hard for him, because it's probably so annoying for me to just do that over and over again.
He's got like 100 podcasts.
I know, but something about when like, and I just did it to you, when you're like, oh, we did that on our, when we always say that. And I'm like, me and I don't always say that.
Yeah, now I got to just be more aware, because we would always.
We would be me and you. It's like first person.
Oh my gosh. Learning another language would be so horrible for me.
Yeah.
That's when I lose it. You know, it took me 5 years to finish college because I could not pass Spanish.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You took Spanish in college?
Five times I took it. I took it freshman, sophomore, junior, senior,
You didn't like maybe try to like look online, like
cheat?
Yeah.
I did cheat. I failed still. My roommate was Venezuelan. His mom could not help me with my test.
Oh, that's so sad.
They're going to take my degree away because of this podcast, but
I don't think they can. Can they?
Retroactively? I think they can retroactively. I don't need it for anymore how long? Anyways, but do you think there's like a statute of limitations for degree removal?
Yeah.
There might be.
I feel like there should be. I earned my degree. I didn't need to go to Italian class.
No.
And I
facts.
Did. I did.
What was your major?
Child development.
That's right. I knew that.
What was yours?
Communication. Well, I'll never be able to communicate with someone who speaks Spanish.
Well, that's true.
Proficiently.
But you're doing an amazing job
communicating
in general. That's like your full-time job now.
Well, my actual major was advertising in the communication school.
Oh. Did you want to do like, what did you want to do?
I wanted to work at like an advertising agency, but then I ended up going brand side instead. I went to Bumble.
Right, right, right.
And then, yeah.
And then what?
Bird. Scooters. Fired.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, pow.
What was the pow? Did you get fired again from the next?
I couldn't get another job. That was the pow to my gut.
Where?
That was the kill shot.
Is that when COVID happened?
Yeah. You know, I interviewed for 55 jobs during COVID. Like several, like... So that means I did, and a lot of those were like several round interviews, which I probably did like 160 interviews during COVID.
Oh my God.
Couldn't lock any of them down.
Holy shit.
Failure to launch.
Seriously.
Delayed.
That's a huge pow.
It was a pow to
the
kisser.
Chest.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But then look at you.
I know.
You wouldn't
wow.
have gotten here.
Lucked out.
We would have never been chatting.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. That makes me sick.
You think you would have listened to Circle Time?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because... Everyone ended up on TikTok, you know, like everyone would have found their way.
Right, right, right.
Somewhere. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I would have.
I remember like finding your videos and absolutely loving them.
That's so bizarre. When I look back at those videos, I'm like, wow.
They were great.
That little boy.
Yeah, you've grown a lot.
I know. Actually.
I know. And now we're friends. Thank God.
I know. Like talking about it because... The butterfly effect, is that what it is? Where it's like little things could like change everything?
Yeah.
Or is that the Mandela effect?
No, that's not the Mandela effect. The Mandela effect is like when you think that like something like Thomas the Train had like smiled, but he didn't smile.
No, he did not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why I said Thomas the Train. That was like really.
I think he was smiling.
Really rogue for me. But it's like when you remember it one way, but it's actually another way.
The Berenstein Bears.
The Berenstein Bears is like one of the famous ones.
Yeah, but the butterfly effect freaks me out.
The butterfly effect, isn't that just like when one thing, if one thing was different, then it would have.
Well, that's the butterfly effect because it's like if a butterfly flaps its wings in India and it knocks over. You know, a toothpick. I don't know what a butterfly's, the wind power of a butterfly's wing.
Right.
It does something.
Yeah.
I think of it, you know, the butterfly effect. I think of it more like, okay, a bird eats a butterfly and that it was starving and now it has enough power to go poop into someone's drink and the drink was laced with
bird
whatever.
Poop?
It was, well, I mean, if, because
why am I having such a hard time following this?
Like if a butterfly causes someone to become president in the United States, a butterfly in India by proxy.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, wait. Let me do it better. Okay, so if I were to meet someone out at a bar by chance who's like, oh, like I have a comedy or I have a friend that works in comedy. You should talk to them.
Right.
And then by that, I ended up getting a Netflix special.
Right.
And meeting the president. Like it was just because I decided to go
to
that bar
that
night.
Yes. Okay. That's makes like, so much more
that's
sense.
That's way easier. I should have just said that.
I mean, you know, I'm kind of stupid.
Please stop.
Well, it's just the baby's eating my brain.
Oh, is he?
No, but I like to say that because then like you get off the hook
baby brain.
Yeah, I'm like all my nutrients, all my smarts are going to him now. And so like I'm just
so nice. I need to get pregnant.
Yeah, it's a good excuse.
Yeah
like you could use that's how you get the shared plate. That's the hack. That's the ultimate shared plate hack.
Sorry guys. Woo!
Like if I'm out and there's shared plates, everybody's like, No, finish it. You need it.
Oh wow.
You're pregnant. And I'm like, oh, you guys sure?
Oh my gosh.
Then just do it.
I should just get a parasite. And I'm like, sorry, guys, parasites.
Yeah. You should. Hungry. Don't. That'd be so miserable.
So gross. Like, that's the grossest thing in the world to me is worms and parasites.
Really?
Grossest thing in the world.
I know someone who found.
I don't think that we should even go down this road. I'm serious.
Okay.
Well, tell
me. It's not inside them.
It's outside of them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to know where is it on their body.
What did you just think I was going to say that made you? It made you physically gasp.
Like a leech? Is it a leech?
No.
Do they have a leech?
No. Leeches really scare me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But yeah. No, he had like bed slugs.
Not bed slugs.
Bed slugs.
Kelsey.
Sorry, if I had to see it, then I want to tell someone about it.
You saw them?
Well, I didn't see them in person. He posted it on his Instagram story.
What?
He was like, does anybody? And it was like so chill.
Hey,
like,
anybody else have bed slugs?
I would have had burned down my home before I was to go to Instagram to see what was going on. But he was just like, hey, does anybody know what these are? They're like in my bed. And then he was like, turns out they're bed slugs. And I was like,
damn.
I would never. I don't know how I could continue on.
I would find a doctor to remove all of my skin.
Yeah.
And get new skin. I can't even imagine.
The panic.
It makes me sick. Like this is how bad it is for me. Like, okay. If I find a spider in my house, it freaks me out thinking of the past when it was in my room and I was just living in there. Like, okay.
It's all bugs.
Yeah, I hate bugs.
Okay.
I told Brooke I would love to live in a fumigation tent.
Yeah.
Don't care what it does to me. I would love to live in a white room.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is the insane asylum.
Right.
That I could see everything. Like, I don't want to like.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like couldn't agree more.
Hate that.
I really, spiders don't bother me.
That's crazy.
But like thinking of bugs in my bed, like actually, I used to, when I was a kid, I like part of my like nighttime routine, aka like I just had like a,
skincare,
I had a lot of things. There was no skincare involved.
Check for bed slugs.
There was no skincare involved. It was more just like I had to like smile at myself in the mirror and say something to my, like it was like a little bit like OCD,
OCD
of me when
yeah.
I was a child. Yeah. And a big thing I had to do every night before I went to sleep, and if I didn't do it, like I would go insane,
mm-hmm.
was check my bed for bugs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Every night.
That's going to start happening to me.
Yeah. Now. No, it won't, because I think about it now and I'm able to like control it. Like I don't have to do it anymore. But if I think about it too much, then I still give a little check.
Ella Enchanted vibes. You freed yourself from the curse.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Good, really good movie.
Should I watch tonight?
You should, because when Anne Hathaway hits that find her somebody to love and all the giants, give it a little soul.
I genuinely have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Revisit it.
Okay. And maybe I've never seen it because this sounds like a completely different movie. I read the book when I was a kid.
It's really good. It's a good movie. I like that era of movies where it was like Elden Villagers. Any movie like that. I like The Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
I've never seen The
elves?
Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah, elves. And,
like
and,
Speak to You?
Yeah.
Why?
What Speak to You? Is that a movie or are the movies Speak to Me?
Like elves, do elves speak to you? Like do they like resonate with you?
Why?
Because you're saying that you like elf.
Oh, just like elven movies. I think that elven is like an adjective. I'm using it as an adjective here.
But wouldn't that just mean like elves?
I think elven is different from elves.
What,
I don't know.
What
I'm
are
look
you
it
saying?
Up. Like that era.
You were like, I like elven movies, like The Hobbit.
Hang on, let me look at what elven means, if that's even a word.
Is that even a word?
Elven. Elven. Elven names. Elven, denoting or characteristic of an elf. You were right on the money.
So you didn't mean elves.
I guess like I'm literally describing.
You're describing like fairy tales.
I think I'm talking about fairy tales.
I think you're talking about fairy tales.
That's something to think about.
That is, and that's sweet that you like fairy tales, but you like when they're realistic, like Ella Enchanted.
Yeah.
With giants and singing.
Giant. I like Shrek.
Okay, you like a dirty fairy tale.
Yeah.
Like with giants.
Yeah. Where someone's a little bit misunderstood maybe.
Yeah.
But then in the end, you know, everyone's
right.
There's a really good opportunity for someone to make one that doesn't have a happy ending,
like a
darker,
I'm sure,
kind of spin
happened.
On like Bad Santa vibes, but like
that's got to be.
But like funny.
You should do it.
Verbal trademark.
Ella Enchanted, bad girl version.
The real story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I am tired of recently is like Rachel Zegler is going to be in that new
Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty. Oh, Snow White.
Yeah.
Is it Sleeping Beauty or Snow White?
It's Snow White.
And she's like, I'm not waiting for no man. I'm like, that's the whole plot is that you do have to wait for that man.
I mean,
you could kill him after he kisses you, but he got to wake you up.
Yeah. There's a whole debate about that.
Make a new movie. That's what I don't like. Write a new movie.
Yeah.
The strike is over. They're available for work.
Yeah, start writing again.
Make a new movie. That's why I'm tired of it. Superman's going to be a girl. Make a new... Oh, well, that's a bad example. Batman's going to be a girl. Write a new character for this person. Make a new...
Well, that there's Catwoman.
Catwoman, damn. I'm getting...
I totally understand what you're saying, though. New... Instead of, like, changing Snow White, how about you just make a new princess?
Write Rachel Zegler a new movie for her.
Yeah,
give her a new... She could be the face of this new character.
Right. She's just she's the new Snow White.
I know.
She's gonna
be great, I'm sure. But it's just like,
I guess we'll see.
Make a new movie for these people. I wanna see a new movie.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And also I get what you're saying. I totally agree, honestly.
This is deeper than what I'm saying initially, but I feel like it almost discredits women in superhero movies when they're just like, oh, now Superman's a girl. It's like, make a powerful female character.
Like you're saying, like, Superman shouldn't be a girl. It should just be someone new.
A powerful superhero that, right. I don't know. I think it's like almost sets themselves up for...
It's just like she doesn't need to just be the woman version of a man.
Thank you.
She could just be a strong woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was a good way to put it. I always explain it in too many words and then...
But you get there.
Eventually.
The butterfly effect thing was a perfect example of that. Like, it started out really rough for me, but then I totally understood what you were saying by the end of
Good. Oh, I'm so glad.
You should be a teacher. You'd be the worst teacher.
Uh-huh. I would hate a kid.
Yeah.
I told you that last time I was here, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think so. I'm laying it out there.
And you know what? I don't think you would in the moment, but sometimes you get the urge.
I don't know how. I'd have to bring like a screaming pillow, like a pillow I could scream into.
It's just because you just need patience.
I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm learning.
At this difficult time.
Right. You don't need it. Luckily, you're not a teacher and you don't have kids around you, so you're fine.
I get irritable a lot, and then I'm like, have to be like, it is not this person's fault that...
Yeah, you know, I get irritable a lot too, especially being pregnant.
Oh, like, I can't even imagine.
It's pretty... I'm kind of mean sometimes.
At least you have an excuse. A lot of people are just blaming it on the moon.
No, but I still don't think it should be an excuse. Like, I shouldn't just be mean to someone because they're like annoying me.
Oh, that's like a scientific like hormone level situation.
Yeah, but I should still like have patience for people.
You're a better person than I am.
I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying I should.
Well, we salute you.
And I salute you. Wait, I want to ask you a question. What's it like being a dog dad?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Last time I was here.
You were hiding it.
It was a secret. Well, because I adopted Max.
Right.
And then I knew that I already had stuff I had to go to New York for 9 days. And I was like, this is going to look so bad.
Yeah.
I get this dog. It looked like I got him for Instagram and then immediately leave for 9 days. He was with my family in Newport.
He was totally fine being well taken care of.
Yeah. And he actually probably completely forgot that I was the one that adopted him, obviously, because I left immediately. But I came back. Yeah, he's amazing. I just went and he met my whole family for the first time in Idaho. I drove up to Idaho for Thanksgiving.
That's sweet.
They're obsessed.
Yeah, how could you not be?
My mom kept calling herself grandma. And I was like, this is like dog.
I call my parents. My parents are Chili's Grammy
really?
And Grandpa.
Oh my
and
God.
He knows if I say like, Grammy, Grandpa are coming
no
over.
He's way.
Like, he's ready to see him.
Oh, chill.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got the ick when my mom was calling herself grandma for my dog. I was like,
it's sweet. Just let her have it.
I think because
let
I didn't
have it.
Brooke is like on my case about this right now because I feel like I didn't get Max as a puppy that I didn't like raise him, you know, that like I think of him as like, I call him brother. I'm like, oh, brother, come here. Like, I don't think he's
like
my brother,
son.
But I don't
like
see.
You don't see yourself as like a father figure.
No, like I take care of him and I let him out and I feed him and everything. But like, I don't feel like I'm his father so much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have a little bit of imposter syndrome.
Maybe. Why is that?
Because I think that you are his father figure.
Yeah.
And like, you're taking care of him. You're helping him live and like grow every day.
Yeah.
You're doing what a father does. And you're not giving yourself the credit that you deserve.
Well, I could also be my brother's keeper.
No, and that's true, Con. Like, you guys could have had parents that maybe passed away, unfortunately, like you and Max.
Yeah. Right.
And they left him to you. Or like they maybe they just left town. Your mm-hmm. parents left town. They mm-hmm. left you guys. They couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit the same.
Maybe I don't know what I am. But we have our episode comes out like today mm-hmm. when Brooke is convincing me that I'm his father and I'm ready for all the comments to be like coming at my throat. People are gonna eat that up.
You are his father. I agree with Brooke.
Okay. No, I see that.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's a great thing.
And I think it's just time to grab the reins and take off.
Yeah.
And just be dad.
I know. You're right.
It's okay. It doesn't make it any like, maybe you think that because like if you say like that you're dad, like it makes it like scarier or like more of like a commitment.
I mean, the first time I went to go pick up a dog
from
the shelter, one, it ended up getting adopted before I even got there. So this story is null.
Yeah.
But two, I was like, oh, it's 1 year old. I looked at the breed. Mm-hmm. They live till 16. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be X age old.
Right.
And I was like, that makes me feel so sick.
Yeah. I remember getting chilly and being like, he's going to meet my kids.
Blech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he like seriously is.
Yeah. Like soon.
Totally.
What do you think that's going to be like?
I think it's going to be great.
All the pets around the baby.
I don't know what the cat's like vibe is going to be.
Cats are, you can't really anticipate
for
the most part.
But ours are pretty dog-like.
Sometimes they go.
They do. Actually, that happened yesterday with me and one of them. She was just swatting the shit out of me.
Swat?
Yeah, they might swat at the little boy, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're just going to learn and grow.
Bloom.
Because it's literally all you can do. You know?
Yeah.
But Chili's going to be perfect.
Chili is going to be perfect.
Hopefully.
I mean, Chili can't, he's not going to do anything. Jump.
But
maybe get jealous.
He might get a little jealous, but I don't know. I feel like he's a good sharer.
Oh my gosh, Cody told me yesterday how sad it is that you guys have like owls. So Chili can't really be out by himself.
We have owls and coyotes, so he can't just like roam around. Mm-mm. He's got to be leashed up at all times.
That is so crazy.
It is sad. That is sad.
Makes sense. So at least you noticed before he was out there by himself.
Yeah, duh.
Well, because my neighbors in Texas had Yorkies and I watched a bald eagle take one and fly off. Yeah, with
That's
its talons.
So sad.
Horrible.
Was he like yelping?
Yeah, he always yelped, so we weren't that upset. We were like, oh.
You paid that eagle.
It was a nice, quiet. The
bald eagle was working.
The eagle was
for
an inside
guys.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not, no. Sorry. The eagle was a man of the people.
The eagle was doing it for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sad, but like we moved forward with several quiet mornings until they got a new Yorkie.
As they should.
Yeah.
Because theirs got like picked up into the sky. And
hey, fish gotta swim, birds gotta eat.
No. What is this now? Justice for the eagle?
No, it's Finding Nemo. That was a direct quote.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Another one of my favorite movies.
Interesting.
Such a classic.
It's good.
Yeah. I love Lilo and Stitch, Finding Nemo.
Lilo and Stitch breaks my heart. I actually, like, I have a really hard time getting through that.
Oh, no.
It is the saddest movie.
Yeah.
It is so sad.
It's tragic from the start because you see that, like, talk about brother's keeper, sister's keeper.
Yeah.
The older sister's, like, raising her little sister.
Right.
Which is just so powerful.
Totally.
I've never thought about the themes of that movie.
And, Stitch, like, he's so misunderstood.
Yeah.
So is Lilo. Though, you know,
poor Lilo. That's a child that's acting out because she's missing. She has a void.
Totally.
Yeah. And that damn picture. Anytime she pulls up that charred picture of her parents, I choke up.
Just like when they're like separated, when Lilo and Stitch get separated. You know what I'm talking about? I don't even know exactly what happens, but it's devastating. It's devastating.
He gets taken back by the aliens.
By the ugh.
Yeah. I hate them.
I fucking cannot stand.
Actually, by the end. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah, of course.
But
sucks.
It took a long time
so
to get there.
Sad.
I know. Let's get this girl a new picture of her parents.
That's not even the part that does it for me.
I'm just like, if you had a AI, she would have loved AI. Lilo would love AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would. I think I want to watch that again.
Let's get Lilo some AI images of her parents because
she needs a new pic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fake then.
Oh.
Like, it's not even
She's
real.
So young. She wouldn't know.
She wouldn't have no idea.
She
That's
would have
so
no idea.
True.
Gaslight and
gaslight
into
Lilo
thinking,
into thinking that AI is real.
That her parents are actually down the road. She could FaceTime them every day with AI.
That's
creepy.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
She needs to learn about death.
Wow.
It's true. It's a part of life.
not in the mood for that conversation right now. What we can talk about is what movies are you going to show baby boy when he arrives?
Hamilton.
Wow.
And Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Okay.
And
anything animated?
Yeah, I'll show him whatever I like. Inside Out. I think that's
a good
one.
Oh my God, Kelsey, that's a heavy movie. That one actually had me having a panic attack in the theater.
Well, because you're older. Like, you know, it won't hit that hard, I think, for like a younger. I don't know what I'm going to show him. Coco, that's a really good movie.
That one?
Phenomenal.
Oh, Coco.
You're saw it twice in
movies.
Theaters.
What about like day-to-day TV shows? Because those are going to annoy your ass off, by the way.
The thing is,
Coco Melon.
He's not going to watch that.
Yeah, don't show him that.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's like down the line. Like at first, he's not even going to know what's going on. Like my show is going to be on in the background. I'm going to be watching Gilmore Girls while he's just like kind of sitting there.
That warms my heart.
Yeah. But like I don't know when the time comes, but he's like what his screen time is going to look like.
I watched a full episode of that show Bluey the other day. Did not know it was
just by yourself.
Didn't know it was for babies. Yeah.
You love it?
It's a great show. Yeah. And they have Australian accents,
they
which I
love it.
I'm so drawn to.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched any more? Like, have you planned on
watching more? No, I don't even know why it was on or how I accessed it.
Yeah. Do you have cable?
My grandma does. I was at her house and I was just.
That makes sense.
Oh.
That makes actually total sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you liked it.
It's awesome.
Maybe I'll watch that.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Maybe that could be like what he watches.
Oh, you know, it's
Paw Patrol.
Your baby's going to be so used to you podcasting like for hours.
No, he's not.
When he comes out. Well, he's here right now with us.
He's
going
to be used to my voice.
Yeah.
Is the baby in the room with us right now? Do you know that meme?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Meme?
It's a meme, isn't
it? It's a TikTok sound.
No, it's not a TikTok sound. It's like a joke. It's like an inside joke in the comments.
What is it from?
If someone's like, I'm having a good hair day. And then people are like, is the good hair day in the room with us? Yeah, right
it's the funniest. I said it yesterday on our podcast.
On our podcast?
Sorry.
Or your podcast that you did with Cody or your podcast with Brooke?
On Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast,
I said,
Brooke was talking about how she couldn't get her bag in the overhead bin because she's such a petite woman.
Right.
And I said, well, it's so weird because the airlines love to push courtesy for others when you're putting on the oxygen mask. Where is it when you're lifting your bag?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Is the courtesy in the fuselage with us right now?
Okay.
That's the end of the...
I love it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite, apparently not a meme, but it's my favorite thing.
Can we get to the bottom of where it's from? Is
do you know where it's from,
blank
Marsh?
In...
There's like a photo that comes up when you search it.
Okay.
It's like this interrogation type hospital room.
Oh, I've never seen that once.
Neither have I, but I see it in the comments.
Interesting.
I feel like that's a meme.
It's a meme. Marsh says it's a meme, so it's a meme, Connor.
Okay.
Because Marsh...
Believe Marsh.
Believe Marsh always.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. Believe women, believe Marsh. That's what I stand by.
That's where we are right now as a society.
I'll continue to stand by that one forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Con, I have like questions.
Oh, the question box.
Well,
bucket.
It's not a box. Thank you. Is a question box in the room with us right now?
Is the question box in your plush bag right with us right now?
I don't know why I knew you were going to say something about this bag.
I like the bag.
It's okay.
It's very you.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I kind of hate it.
I like, you have like a really... This is going to come off insulting.
Totally, I'm
going to
be pissed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unique, your style.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But, like, you have a vision for stuff that, like, I feel like is a gift.
Okay, I appreciate that. I did not pick that out.
How did you?
That was gifted to me.
Oh, Lisportac.
Yeah.
I have two of their duffel bags.
And I love it.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
So I use it, but, like, that wasn't like a Kelsey original.
Well, you manifested it because it fits your style.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes.
Okay, so we're changing things up. We have a book now of questions.
That's
not
cool.
Just little questions. So you can choose
cool.
a date, and each date has a question. So
okay.
You give me a date, and I'll give you the question from that date.
Okay, like a date of the year?
Like a calendar date.
Okay, September 11th.
Oh my God, your birthday.
Yes.
Okay. You were lucky I knew that.
I know, Kelsey. I'm so impressed because I thought you were going to look at me and be like,
nope. Can't get by me.
I know.
I'm a teacher. Ready?
That's true. Teachers are so good with birthdays. Yes, I'm ready.
What is the first thing you did this morning?
First thing I did this morning was look at my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Open my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing or looking back at me in a way that like, was almost telekinetic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does he sleep in the bed with you?
He slept in my bed every single night, which I don't love because I have always in my entire life, I've had white bedding.
Right.
Oh my God. To check for bugs, probably.
Right. Totally.
Like subconsciously, I was checking for bugs.
Be careful because the bed slugs are white.
Kelsey. God damn it, Kelsey. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh no. And you know what sucks is I can't even Google bed slugs because if I see an image of one, it's going to ruin my whole
bed. I'm sorry.
Day.
I'm sorry.
Oh, bed slugs, Namie.
I know.
The person that named them bed slugs needs to go to jail.
I don't know. That's like the scientific word for them.
Are you itchy?
No. But if you start talking about lice, I will be.
I'm not going to do it, but just know if you weren't pregnant, I would.
Don't spare me because of that.
I'm not getting the baby involved in this.
He appreciates
in this
that.
Quiff.
Thank you.
Quiff?
Queef, I
queef.
Think.
Queef was what I was thinking.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always had, and I always think about him walking around,
right,
like where I live, and I'm like, I wouldn't walk around barefoot and then get in my bed, so why is he getting in my bed barefoot?
Okay.
So then I started getting kind of just hyper aware of his feet when he would get in my bed.
Okay.
So I kicked him out one single time.
Okay.
And he never got back in my bed.
Oh, that's sad.
Actually, he has no interest in being in my bed anymore.
It's kind of nice. Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I also just got, someone sent me Dandelion. I think is the name of the company, but it's a paw cleaner.
Yeah. Is it, do you like, it's like foam comes out
and
you scrub it.
You
I
scrub
think I
it.
Might have that one.
And you don't even have to rinse it off.
Yeah.
You just wipe
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah. I do. I
obsessed
have that one.
With that.
Chili uses it all the time.
It makes me think, you know, I talked about like thinking about past me. It grosses me out in the past that I didn't used to clean his feet.
Yeah. I don't always do it though.
No, me neither.
Like sometimes I like put Chili's paw like on my nose and give it a good sniff.
What does it smell like? Fritos?
Potato chips, yeah.
I'm like, that's gonna be the ick too. Not yours, but like everyone comments because I always have Max's paws on my on and in around my face.
Yeah.
And people are like, Frito face. And I don't know why that that grosses me
Frito
out.
Frito face is tough.
Yeah. It's a tough nut to swallow.
Yeah. It totally, I don't like that.
I don't like bed slugs.
I don't, okay. We're even.
Bed slugs, we have to lay that conversation to rest.
I'll never bring it up again.
Because every time that it comes back up, I've got like 2 minutes expiration where they're still living in my brain.
Right, no, we'll never talk about
okay,
it again.
Cool.
Promise.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to do just really quick one more?
Yeah. Quick. Do I get to pick the date?
Yes.
January 6th.
Connor. Come on.
It's my parents' anniversary. We're going to D.C. this year to celebrate.
Is it actually your parents' anniversary?
No.
We're going to D.C. to celebrate. I hate you.
We're having a barbecue on the lawn.
Stop. Stop it. It might be my child's birthday, so.
Oh my goodness.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be? I was thinking bed slug.
You're going to say, what animal would I be? There's one recently that I like really like, but I can't remember what it was.
Then you don't really like it.
I know. I like the idea of being able to hang out in water for a long time, but also like not needing to live in water.
Okay.
So probably like a hippo.
Okay.
I'm an apex predator. I'm eating good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a family that I stay with forever, a family and friends,
yeah.
A herd.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going beast mode. The thing that I don't love about hippos is the water that they do live in is like murky. You know, I'd like to live in clear water.
Right.
If I could be a clear water hippo, that would be my ideal situation.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great answer.
Thanks. That was fun to answer.
Well, there's more where that came from. You're always allowed back on the circle.
It was way too easy. The fact that we just killed an hour
too,
on accident.
Too fun.
Too fun.
Con, I love you.
Love you, Kels.
Do you want to tell the circlers where they can find you?
Everybody can find me at. Can
Stop.
We beat my address?
Please take that out. That's his actual
That was
address.
My actual address. You can find me at Fibula on socials. My name is Connor Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm touring in the spring. So I'm doing some stand-up touring in the spring. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I've been
look
told...
out for the dates because when this comes out, they might be out already.
Oh, yeah, right.
So look out for the dates.
I keep forgetting that I'm supposed to be promoting that.
Okay, we got to work on that.
I'm going bed slug mode today.
Okay, well, yeah, look out for Connor on tour if you want to go see him. Check his Instagram for the dates, and if they're not out yet, they will be out soon.
Uh-huh.
And thanks, Connor.
Thanks for having me, Kelsey.
Thanks for being here.
Too much fun.
Love you.
Love you.
See you next time.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, guys. See you next time.
Circle time. I circle the house on time. I said circle time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.